Is a keynote that is not going on the tzoros that happened in the Zman of Churban Beis Hamikdash. This keynote is a keynote that is not going on the tzoros that happened in the Zman of Churban Beis Hamikdash. This keynote is a keynote that was composed on the tzoros that happened in the Zman of Churban Beis Hamikdash. This keynote is a keynote that was composed on the murder of the Crusades, killed. This keynote is a keynote that was composed on the murder of the Crusades, killed different cities, Ashpira. And this is a keynote on that tkufa, the tkufa of the Crusades. And what exactly this keynote has to do with Tisha B'Av? This is a separate thing, a sara that's l'chayra totally unrelated to the Churban Beis Hamikdash. But the emes is that if we think about it, if you go to be Menachem Ovel, anyone, we say Hamokim Yenachem Eschem B'Soich Sha'or Aveli Tziyam Yishaloyim. What does that mean? Over here, this person is mourning his relative. You should say Hamokim Yenachem Eschem B'Soich Aveli Tziyam Yishaloyim. He's mourning his relative, and everybody else is mourning the Beis Hamikdash. But vice versa, that is not like that. When someone is mourning a relative, he also is mourning the Beis Hamikdash. And the same way that he's mourning the Beis Hamikdash, we say Hamokim Yenachem Eschem B'Soich Sha'or Aveli Tziyam Yishaloyim. Is a medrash. It's really a gemara. The isha achas shahoyelo ben tishchiris. There was a lady that had a very choshevet son, and umay say he died. Vahoisa boicha balayla, and she was crying. She used to cry at night. Vahoyer am gamliel shemei akoyla. Am gamliel used to hear her voice. Vahoyon niskar churban beis hamikdash. And he reminded himself of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, Bahia Baicha Kenegda, Ashenoshu Risei Einov, until his eyelashes fell out. And his Talmidim realized this, and they took him away, and they took away the Isha. What was it about this lady's cry that reminded Ram Gamliel about the Churban Beis Hamikdash? But the answer is that there is no tzora that happens in Golos that is unrelated to the Churban Beis Hamikdash. We say in davening, it's really a pasuk, Baruch Ata Hashem Boinei Yerushalayim. It's Boinei Yerushalayim Hashem Nitche Yisrael Yichanes. And the Lashon is a Shver Lashon. We should say Yivnei Yerushalayim. The Eibishter will in the future build Yerushalayim. What is the Lashon Hoyveh Boinei Yerushalayim? And Rav Shimon Schwab says beautifully in his Sefer Iyun Tefillah, he says that when you want to build any kind of structure, you have to have a foundation. And the taller the building, the deeper the foundation has to be. Binyan Beis Hamikdash, the Beis Hamikdash that's going to be built b'mheira v'yomeinu, that's going to be a Beis Hamikdash, a great tabayis ha'golo v'ha'kodosh, shanikra shimcha olav, a great big Beis Hamikdash. And that Beis Hamikdash, being that it's so great, has to have very deep yisoidus. Zokt Rav Shimon Schwab, that the yisoidus of that Beis Hamikdash are the yisurim that we suffer in Golos. Any kind of yisurim that we suffer, that is the Yesodis of that Beis HaMikdash. And that is the Nechama. You know, someone that lost $100 and he found $200, he's very happy. But still, in the back of his mind, he says to himself, I wouldn't have lost $100, I could have had $300. But let's say someone was carrying a sack of wheat, a sack of wheat seeds, and the seeds carrying it across his field, and the seeds started falling out. And he felt very bad. But 2 weeks later, he comes back, and he sees that those seeds are growing wheat. And he says, "Oh, Givaldik, I'm growing wheat. Grew wheat." Is he sad about the seeds that fell out? Those seeds were the things that gave him this wheat. The Yisurim of Golos are not Stam Zayt Gezach. The Geula is going to come from the foundation, from the Yisurim of the Yisurim of Golos. And that's what these type of Tzoris have to do with Tisha B'Av. Now in Parashas Kisavoy, there's a pasuk by the Brachas. Baruch atah ba'ir, u'baruch atah basodeh. Zokta balaturim, baruch atah, zokta dazakenim. Baruch atah ba'ir is Yushalayim, that is called Ir HaKodesh. U'baruch atah basodeh, zu tziyoin, dechsiv tziyoin soda techrash. Tziyoin soda techrash, that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be a field that is going to be plowed over. This is what the Chachamim were crying about when they saw that the Beis HaMikdash was plowed over into a field. And over here, this is in our bracha. This is in the Parashat Kisavoy, in the bracha, is Baruch HaTov HaSoda. The answer is because Tziyoin Soda Techrash, when you plow something, that's a preparation for Zriya, it's a preparation for growth. And that is part of the bracha, that the Harisha, oh, that's going to be in Golos, that's going to be the preparation of the eventual Geula. After the Holocaust, they came to the Biskirov and they wanted to make a day that should commemorate what happened, the 6 million that were lost in World War II. And the Biskirov said that it says in this Kina, the answer to them. Over here it says, Kishkula harigosam lehisabel ulehisapro, kisreifas beisel ukeinu ulam abiro. When we talk about these kehilos, these communities that got killed out, we should be misabel on them the same way that we're misabel on the Beis HaMikdosh. V'chi ein lehoisif moye sheva v'saveiro, v'ein lehaktim zulosi leachro. But we cannot be kaveya a separate day to be misabel on anything else besides for Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is the day that we're misabel on every tzara. And the reason is because there's no separate tzara. Every tzara is be'etzem, be'yisoida, it has to do with the Beis HaMikdash. And every tzara is the yisoid of the Emetz Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash, that will be built. And this is the yisoid and b'yinei Yerushalayim Hashem. This kina is a kina that was composed on the murder of the Crusades, killed different cities, Ashpiro. This kina is a kina that was composed on the murder of the Crusades, killed different cities, Ashpiro.